Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the seventh day of Tishrei, Tavshin Pei Hei. Sechta Bava Metzia, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Gimel. Machalei Sasade, Reuven sells a field to Shimon. V'nasan lei, Miktsas Damim, and Shimon made a down payment on it. V'amar lei, and Reuven says to Shimon, look, Emos Sashir Tirtzahav Emos, whenever you want, bring the money. Bring the rest of the money when you have it. V'turtel shalach, and then you can take your field. Osur, that is prohibited, you cannot do so. Now what's wrong with such an arrangement? The Gemara says, what's wrong about it is we're talking about a case where Reuven said to Shimon, when you bring the rest of the money, then you will have acquired the field retrospectively from now. In other words, the ownership is already passed to Shimon now when he brings the rest of the money. Why can't he do that? And that's because there's a problem created as to who's going to eat the fruits of the field. Reuven, the seller, can't eat it. In case Shimon, the buyer, brings the rest of the money, that means that the field was Shimon's the whole time. And the seller, Reuven, has been eating the fruits. Why? It looks like he's eating the fruits because he's waiting for the balance of the cash to come in. It's like interest. Now the buyer, Shimon, can't have the fruits in case he doesn't bring the balance of the money. If he doesn't bring the balance of the money, that means that the field wasn't his. And if the field wasn't his, it means that the cash that he paid, that down payment, is like a loan to Reuven. And for the reward of that, Shimon, as a reward of lending the money, he's now eating the fruit. So both parties can't eat the fruits, and that's why this arrangement is no good. And what you'd have to do is you'd have to put the fruits in the hand of a third party until we find out who really is the owner of the field. If, however, he wouldn't have said to Shimon, acquire it from now when you bring the balance of the money, but let's say he would have said, when you bring the money, then you will have ownership over the field, that would be okay. It would be okay because then the seller can eat the fruits until the buyer brings the rest of the money, because it's always been the seller's. And if the buyer eats it, we would take the fruits away from him, because he's not entitled to. Similarly, if Reuven had said to Shimon, look, you buy the field now and it's yours immediately. The rest of the money is just a balance. In other words, he's not making the ownership dependent on the balance being brought. He's saying outright, it's your field. Then the buyer can eat the fruits. And there's no problem with that. So it depends on the circumstance. But the way that we're talking about in our Mishnah, it's a case where he said, when you bring the money, then you will retrospectively be owning the field now. That's the difficulty. That puts the eating of the fruits in limbo. No one can eat the fruits. Hilvoho al sodeyo. What happens if Reuven lends Shimon an amount of money for the mortgage of his field, which is worth a lot more? It's worth more than the amount of the loan. Vomalein, Reuven says to Shimon, look, I'm lending you the money. If you don't pay it back within 3 years, harishali, then I'm keeping your field. The field that I got as a collateral, I'll keep it. And let's say Shimon didn't pay it up in the 3 years, says the Mishnah, harishaloi. Then Shimon loses the field. Reuven will take full possession over the field. Now, again, the Gemara explains, we're talking about a case, a specific case, where Shimon said to Reuven, look, buy my field and it'll be yours from now if I don't pay you the loan in the next 3 years. Retrospectively, it's yours. In other words, there was an absolute kinyan, there was an acquisition at the time of the loan. But the fruits should be kept again in the hands of a third party, because if Shimon will return the loan within 3 years, then the third party that will have to give the fruits to Shimon. And if he doesn't, he'll give it to Reuven, because it means that it was Reuven's the whole time, from the time of Halva. And the Halva, the loan that he got, of the value of the field, was really payment for the field. It was sold a bit cheaper. If, however, Shimon did not say to Reuven, buy my field from now, but rather Reuven made a condition, if you do not give back the loan in the next 3 years, then it's mine. Then even if he doesn't give back the loan until 3 years, Reuven is not acquiring the field. He doesn't take ownership of the field. Why? Because we call such a transaction an asmachta. It's called something on hope. He hopes that he will be able to pay it. And whenever there's an asmachta, it's like that's why gambling is always a problem. It's not koina, because he didn't really want to give it. If Shimon does not say acquire it from now, if I don't bring you the money in 3 years, he says, if I don't bring it, then it's yours. He really doesn't want to give Reuven the field because he feels that he'll be able to pay it within 3 years. But by saying now, which is what the Mishnah is talking about, Reuven, it's yours for now. If I don't bring it, that shows a real intention to give his field if he's not paying it. And that's how Basis ben Zoinin would act, based upon the Chacham, with the agreement of the Chachamim. He would lend people money over the field, and he would make a condition with the borrower that if you, the borrower, don't give me Baisus, the Benzonian, you don't give me the loan by a certain time, then the field will be mine from the time of the loan. And even though it looks like the borrower is selling his field to the Malva because of the Hana, the benefit that he had the loan, that doesn't matter. They did not worry about Ribis. It wasn't called ribis. Mishnah Dalet. Ein moishivin chenboni lemachtze socher. A person cannot give his fruits to a shopkeeper for a certain price and ask the shopkeeper, sell it and we'll divide the profits equally. No, can't do that. Veloyiten mois, nor can he give money to a shopkeeper and say, Mr. Shopkeeper, I want you to go out and buy fruits with the money I'm giving you and sell it and we'll share the profits. To share the profits half. What's the wrong? Profits, and if there's losses, we'll share them equally. The reason this is forbidden is because such a business transaction is regarded as half loan and half deposit. We say that anyone who accepts an iska, a transaction like this, what actually happens is, let's say it was $100 worth of fruits, we say that 50 of that is considered a loan to him, and he's responsible for it, and if any of there's losses or profits, he has to suffer the losses, he has to make sure that that $50 is a loan, gets paid back, and the other $50 that he's getting, he has no responsibility for. He's not responsible for its value. That's a pikkudin. And each one is getting their share of the profits from that half. So Reuven and Shimon, Reuven was the one who is giving it to Shimon the shopkeeper. Shimon is getting his profit from the half that's a loan. Reuven's getting his half from the half the pikkudin. Why? What is the problem? What's wrong with that? The problem with that is that what's happening is Shimon is taking the $100, 50 of it is a loan, 50 of it is a pikkudin. Why is he working? He's working completely. He's doing all the work of selling the fruits and making the profits or losses. And why is he doing it? He's doing it for Reuven's pikkudin, that half, because he's getting a loan of the other half. So what we say is that his work that he's doing in creating the profits, he's doing it for both parts, for the 50, his own 50, and for the 50 of Shimon. As a reward, he's giving it because of Shimon's loan, of Reuven's loan team. That's Avak Ribis. But there's a way out. Elam Kei Noisen Loi, says the Mishnah, unless Reuven, who gives him the money, the fruits, will give him a special stipend, give him a special schoroi. He has to pay him for the work that he's doing, for the pikkudin that he's working for. So the half of it that's a deposit for him, that really is a deposit of Shimon, of Reuven's, if he's getting a reward for that, that's fine. And how much does he have to pay him? Kupoil, he pays him like a worker. The Gemara explains what a worker, it means a worker that's bottle. It's like a worker who doesn't have to do his normal work, and we work out how much would a person want to take a reduction in his salary to do this type of work. Let's say he's used to working much harder, $100 a day, let's say, for his normal hard work. And this type of work, he'd be permitted to, if the type of work of selling the fruits, let's say, he'd be happy to take a reduction in salary down to $20, let's say. So that difference, $80, is what he has to be paid for. He has to be paid for the reward of what the reduction that a person would be expected or happy to take. in doing this lighter sort of a work in just managing a shop rather than hard work that he would be earning more. If he gets paid that, then this arrangement is legal and there's no interest, no avac ribis, as it's called, not even called smacking of interest. Ein moishivin tarnagol and a mechza. Similarly, a person cannot give a friend a chicken and eggs and say, listen, please take these chicken and eggs, hatch them, keep the what you watch over them, and we'll share the profits when the eggs hatch and we sell the chicks. We'll divide the losses and profits equally. The same reason. Because we look at this, the chicks and eggs, as half of it being a loan, half of it being a pikodin, and we're saying that why is this person working for the half of the other fellow, which is a pikodin? Because he's getting the half of a loan. It's seen as avak ribis. It's seen as what? As smacking. It smells of interest, literally dust of interest. Not minatur, it's os minrabbanan. Unless, of course, he gets paid for this work. Nor can a person make an arrangement to take over someone's calves or young donkeys, and he does this and rears them, brings them up, and takes care of them until they're ready for sale, and then they'll share the profits and or losses. Again, same reason. Because why is he doing this? He's working, taking care of the calves and the donkeys, half of which is a loan to him, half of which is deemed as a pikodin, and therefore he's working for the other partner's half or for the other person's half, as compensation for the loan that he's got, for the half of it which is a loan. But once again, it is allowed, unless the person who's providing and lending the animal and the animals, or the case of, in the case of the chickens, unless he's paying him a schar amole, the schar for his work, umazone, and he also has to supply half the food for the chicks and the animals. Avol bad, says the Mishnah, what you can do is mekablin agolin nusyochim lemechza. One can take charge of someone's calves and young donkeys to share lemechza, to share profits or losses halfway, if there's no value put on them. In other words, if there's no responsibility at all for the person to be responsible. So if he gives it to him, he says, look, take these calves, take these donkeys, I don't hold you responsible, we'll share the profits or losses. If there's losses, you don't have to worry. That's fine, because there's no loan whatsoever. As soon as there's no responsibility, there's no achrayus, he's not responsible for any losses, that's not called a loan. No part of it is a loan, and therefore there's no prohibition of avak ribis. It doesn't enter into the problem of even smelling of interest. How long does he have to take care of these young animals? Says the Mishnah, Umagadli noison ad shehu mishaloshin. He has to take charge of these animals until they will reach a third of their growth, a third of their maturity. As according to Rashi, mishaloshin, that's how long he has to take care of them, and then he can sell them. That's how Rashi learns. Rambam learns until they're three, they're in their third year. Bachamoir and donkey, or 3 years old, and a chamoir and a donkey, the young donkeys have to be kept ad shetesha to anus until it'll be able to load or take a load of goods on it, if it can take a load of goods, and then they can start splitting the profits, because that's the minig. The minig in those times was to grow them until that, or keep them, take care of them until that stage before they would split the profits and or losses equally.